the codes, the texts of the Bible written by people who were told this, or was it through myth? How did they retain this?
Well, that's a good question. I think that they were. I think they were given direct revelation. One of the things that one aspect of the Bible codes is that we're on sound ground here now is that the Torah, the five books of Moses, some of the properties of that text are such that you change one letter and it all falls apart. In other words, some of these things are so precise that they literally involve the interplay of the letters themselves, that as you study that, it's really astonishing, number one. But number two, that the precision that's involved is just frankly breathtaking. The genealogy of David is hidden in Genesis 38. And this is a book of Moses. This is long before Joshua, Judges, and Samuel, etc. The properties of the text itself are just breathtaking, and so that's a precision thing. That's a letter by letter kind of thing. There are discoveries being made, and I got to be careful here because I don't want to reveal. I don't want to jeopardize some people. There's going to be announced here in the next few months some discoveries that had come out of Saudi Arabia. Of artifacts that have been found at Jabal al-Laws. This is a
you already know about this. This is fascinating.
Oh yeah, the real Mount Sinai, frankly. But the point is, in these artifacts, they're discovering the early alphabet of that was given to Moses on Mount Sinai. A lot of the text of in the Bible that has to do about not making a graven image.
Yes.
Isn't dealing with idols, it's dealing with the hieroglyphics of Egypt. And what God gave Moses on the mountain was an alphabet. See, one thing most people don't realize is that the original Hebrew alphabet is very, very distinctive. Most alphabets are either pictographs, like the hieroglyphics or Chinese, so forth, or they're phonetic. If you look at most of the alphabets people are familiar with, obviously the English alphabet or the Latin alphabet or even the Cyrillic or the Greek alphabets, these are all, the letters are really, you put them together and they're phonetic. If you know the alphabet, you can pronounce the word. The Hebrew alphabet is not only phonetic, it's conceptual. There are about 22 letters in the Hebrew alphabet. If you know what each letter means, and that's easy to infer from the way it used to be written before Babylon. If you know the alphabet, all the words are composed of three-letter roots. And if you know the alphabet, you can read the root. The University of Arizona Hebrew Department pointed this out to me, fascinatingly, that if they teach the kids the early alphabet, and they understand how it was originally written, they can read. You can learn that in probably an hour. You can read about 80% of Hebrew, because the letters themselves carry meaning. For example, let me just give you an example. The first letter is the Aleph, which originally was drawn sort of like a longhorn steer. It later became our A. The second letter is Beth. It looked like a little horizontal line with a teepee on it. It meant house. That turns, through centuries, that turns to become our letter B later. But the point is, an aleph means first or strength, like an ox. The second letter is a beth or a house. If you put an aleph and a beth together, it's the leader of the house. It's the word for father. If you put a hey or a breath in that, you get the essence of the father, which is love. The point is, by putting the letters together, you get the concept of what the word means. It's not just phonetic. And so that makes Hebrew a very distinctive kind of language. If you study extraterrestrial languages, you'll discover it meets most of those specifications.